And time now to head to our hotline where our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, also our Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland Browns representative out on the West Coast, is standing by. Al, we'll start there. I mean, a big couple wins for the Cleveland Cavaliers over the weekend. They may just win more than 10 games this season.
It is a solid weekend all around, right?
Absolutely was.
Baker's legit.
Yeah.
I've been drumming since the offseason. And, yeah, the Cavs are looking good, man. Sexton, I think, is going to be decent. And then they've got Tristan Thompson's coming out of nowhere, though. I don't know. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
This is a return. The return of old TT.
I love it. And then I heard some rumors about possibly Markelle Fultz, which I'd be totally all in for. Why not, right?
Buy low. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm intrigued. A win over the Houston Rockets, like I said. I know they've been on a bit of a downswing, and Philadelphia, who's up and coming this year with the addition of Jimmy Butler. I'm excited for where the Cavaliers may head. Obviously, the Buckeyes, the Browns, as you mentioned. I'm a big hockey fan, so the Blue Jackets thrown into that mix for me. Good weekend, and I stuffed myself full of Thanksgiving turkey, so that made it even better, if you ask me. Speaking of good weekends, in the box office, Al, it was a good weekend for Wreck-It Ralph 2. Picked up $55 million. Creed 2 right behind it, $35 million. Robin Hood, I think they'd like to rethink things. They finished in seventh, made about $19 million. Let me first ask you, any surprises from the box office this weekend, Al?
Not really. I guess Robin Hood finishing that low, it was a surprise, but Wreck-It Ralph beating Creed 2 wasn't. I think both of them did decently for coming out. You would think it would be a little better with the long weekend, but, I mean, you're not seeing, like, big blockbusters come out, which is kind of weird. You would think maybe, because you have both, like, Justice League and Bumblebee coming out on Christmas, you might have seen one of those come out this time of year. But, you know, I think it did pretty well. But, yeah, Robin Hood really did awful for this time of year.
Yeah, well, let's hit there. I mean, what went so wrong? Because this took almost $100 million to make. It's got Jamie Foxx in it. They tried to get the cast into it, but for whatever reason, I mean, it just eclipsed the $19 million mark. Why do you think people didn't show up to this one in droves?
Well, two main reasons, I think. The trailer looked bad. It just didn't look like a good movie. Jamie Foxx isn't a box office pull anymore, and then you have the lead was Taron Egerton, mm-hmm. known for Kingsman. And so there's not a real big box office name attached to this movie, first of all. And second of all, I think people are just sick of the Robin Hood story. You know, we've seen it so many times. There's only so many different ways you can tell it. It's not going to change, you know? And so I think people are just, like, burned out by it. And I think, you know, it, growing up with Robin Hood, sure. Prince of Thieves, you know, the Costner movie, that to me is like the big one.
Yeah.
Loved that growing up. But you have that, the cartoon one, you had Robin Hood Men in Tights in the 90s, obviously not a real story, but spoof, but still kind of told it again. And then a couple years ago, you had the Ridley Scott one, which also did not do well in the box office. And then you have this one, which is like kind of like a 21st century take on it. It's like, you know,
sure.
Make it look a little glossier, a little nicer.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I wonder. I mean, obviously, the story of Robin, I mean, the plot of Robin Hood has been used over and over throughout movies, throughout time, but
yep.
It does seem like the old-fashioned saying, this one was set in the past but had the big special effects with the,
exactly.
the bows flying in slow motion and everything. You think it's just kind of people tired of that same old original story? All right, we've done it once with Kevin Costner. We don't need it anymore?
Well, and it's not, it's just been done to death, and the story really isn't changing. And it, like we said, the Ridley Scott one was really kind of tried to do it exactly how we've known it before, not
yeah.
anything flashy, just telling the story. That didn't work, so hey, let's do a flashier version. Still not working. And along, like I said, without a big box office name, it just didn't work. And I think people are just over it. Like,
sure.
You're going to keep seeing this. That's the one main thing we've talked about ad nauseum on this is you have an IP, you have built in, people are going to keep trying to do it, you know? And I think it might be time to put this one to bed, though.
I think I'm with you. There just was no excitement when I saw the trailer for this one. I thought, oh, this has been done a little too much before.
Yeah.
Speaking with Al Harris, our Hollywood insider here, and speaking of things that have been done a little too much before, we'll get to The Lion King here in a minute. Before we do, though, I do want to ask you, and you already alluded to it, the fact that Bumblebee's coming out around Christmas, the new Aquaman movie's coming up around Christmas. Are there going to be any really big blockbusters, or are these two that could potentially be that, or is it just kind of going to be, you know, movies coming out that might pique a few people's interest?
I think what you'll see really is, I think Aquaman will do like Justice League type numbers. You know, it's not going to do Marvel numbers, but it'll do well in the box office. It'll probably be the biggest box office movie for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bumblebee will do okay. I don't think it's going to do good as far as like the Transformers numbers and box office numbers go, but I could see it. The way that it's being shown and the way that the fact that the director is Travis Knight, the guy who runs Leica Studios, son of Phil Knight from Nike. The first film he ever directed was a movie called Kubo and the Two Strings. It's an animated movie that's great. He's going to bring some life into it. So I think it's one of those that could actually surprise critics, but I don't necessarily think it'll do gangbusters at the box office. And then the sleeper really is... the Mary Poppins movie that comes out right around Christmas time. Emily Blunt, families are going to go out. Again, it's not going to do Marvel-like numbers. None of these movies are. But could it do great for a Disney children's movie coming out around holiday? Yeah, I think it'll do really good numbers, maybe like $50 million or so for opening weekend. It's not going to, like I said, not going to crush it, but it'll do really well. And I think those three... are your big ones coming out? But no, you're not going to see any numbers like you did over the summer or if a Star Wars movie was coming out this year.
Sure. You mentioned Mary Poppins. That's supposed to be a sequel, essentially, right, to the first one? That's not a retelling, right?
No, it's a sequel with Emily Blunt playing the Julie Andrews part and Lin-Manuel Miranda playing the Dick Van Dyke part. Yeah, but it says when the children have gotten older. So it's a sequel, which is good. I don't think a remake would do as well, but I think doing a sequel would get people in, especially, like we said, families, Christmas time, people are going to go see this movie.
Without a doubt. I think that's one that kind of captures the imagination of the parents who watched it when they were younger, too, and now can kind of share that experience with their kids in a bit of a different form. Speaking of movies that are being remade, The Lion King, the first trailer came out for that one, and it's kind of blowing my mind because it was called live action, and for some reason people thought apparently... they were going to have actual lions and warthogs talking to one another and singing. I'm not sure how they expected that, but it's taken the internet by storm. People are complaining that this isn't truly live action. It's just another form of animation. Where do you fall on that one?
Well, it's the same thing with like the Jungle Book, but the Jungle Book didn't really have this issue because there was a kid in it, right?
Yeah.
Mowgli was a live person. Obviously, in The Lion King, there are no humans. So it's all the same exact way the Jungle Book was. I know it had these issues because there was, like I said, an actor in there. I think it's still live action because you're not doing it the normal animated way. It's CG, just like, you know, your Star Wars movies are, your... I'm drawing a blank here, but Star Wars, some Star Trek movies, you know.
Sure.
Gollum and Lord of the Rings, it's CG. So if you're going to call those movies not using animation, they're live action, then yeah, you call this live action. The way it's done is, you know, actors are wearing, you know, doing the movements. It's got a great cast. All the actors do their own movements, and then they CG over them. So that's why it's called live action, as opposed to animation where everything's hand-drawn. The actors are actually acting it out as the animals, and they're... So, yeah, I think it is live action.
If you haven't seen the preview yet, you can check it out on YouTube or somewhere on the internet if you really want to. It does look pretty cool. Again, speaking of that.
I'm excited for it, man. It's got a great cast. Donald Glover is one of the few guys that gets me excited for pretty much anything he does. And I think the casting is great. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I'm a big fan of him as Scar. I think it's great. And we haven't seen James Earl Jones in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
I know it's playing the same role he played 20 years ago. But I'm in. Anytime I get a chance at hearing those those sounds coming out of his mouth, I'm in. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's the one guy who returns to play the same part he did in the original Disney animated version of it. But
as he should be, man. I don't know anyone else that can do the voice justice like he can.
Yeah, there's just some things you can't replace. There are some people out there, though, too, and I thought this was an interesting argument. They sort of thought these new, I mean, maybe Jungle Book included, but they kind of take away from those old animated movies and the beauty that kind of came with the writing and the drawing and the turning it page by page, and they put the side-by-side of the preview up, and you could see the colors were significantly different, of course, in the animated as opposed to the live-action version of it. But do you think that's kind of a lost art in the animation world? It seems like everything's kind of gone to Pixar and the computer animation and now this live-action stuff.
Oh, for sure. You don't get the beautiful... Well, you still do. You get some of the beautiful hand-drawn stuff, but that's not as out there, right? There's movies like... I think it was the Vincent Van Gogh animated movie that came out a while ago. There's stuff from France that's very, very well drawn. Different kind of styles, not as polished. But there's still those coming out. They're just not as received as the other ones. Because, yeah, it's the CG ones, the CGI, all that stuff that sell, right? It's the computer animated. But I disagree by saying they're not gorgeous in the colors. Some of those Pixar movies are still absolutely stunning. And so it does take away from the human element of, like, the hand drawing that's still great in times and sometimes. And, you know, Disney will still do those on rare occasions. But, yeah, I don't think it loses anything. I think it's just a different way of showing it.
Sure. I like very, very politically correct answer, I feel, on that one, Al. Well done. And finally, Al Harris, of course, our Hollywood insider. Every week we ask you for your picks to click, some of the suggestions you have out there. Seems like a lot of stuff is really hitting on Netflix. I know I got into the Mystery Science Theater 3000 episodes, the new ones last night. I really like what Patton Oswalt and those guys have done. But what are some of those other ones that people should be watching for out there on the internet?
Well, there's not a lot great coming out on TV series-wise, which is usually what we talk about.
Sure.
Nothing really coming out this week. Now, honestly, there's some great indie films in the theater. The Favorite, If Beale Street Could Talk, is coming out soon. So definitely go out to the theater, check out some of these movies. Creed 2 came out, which I've heard nothing but good things. And then Netflix is really crushing it on the movies coming out. Like, if you haven't seen Ballad of Buster Scruggs, we've talked about that. Roma, the new Alfonso Cuarón movie's coming out. I just caught up with Narcos Mexico over the weekend, which was awesome. I was a big fan of Narcos, but I knew a lot of the Pablo Escobar story. I knew very little about the Mexican drug trade. So seeing that, really fantastic, great acting. There's so much stuff that has come out in the past year. Just catch up on that. Homecoming on Amazon. Like I said, Narcos. There's so many on my list I haven't even caught up on. But, yeah, I just say just hop on Netflix, hop on any of those, Hulu, Amazon, find old stuff or stuff that came out this year, and watch it.
Pretty 100%. Easy.
Yeah. Homecoming is my number one pick of the year right now, or maybe it's my second favorite show I've seen this year that came out on Amazon. Not a lot of people are talking about it, and that's still my number one. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but... check that out. Check out Narcos and just check up on old stuff.
As always, Al, good stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking the time with us here today.
All right. Thank you, Matt. I will talk to you guys next week.
No problem. Al Harris there, our Hollywood insider, giving us his picks to click and talking a little bit about The Lion King and the controversy that occurred over the weekend with the theatrical trailer release of that one.